Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Jim Smith, 2530 North South Boulevard, Chelsea.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Delmarva Power and Light Company, who's applied for a variance from the minimum buffer and landscape requirements as set forth in section 115-194.1 of the zoning code, and that's for property located on the Route 1 corridor in Lewis, Sussex County, Delaware, and known as the Midway Substation Expansion Project. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application are Mr. Jim Smith. Mr. Smith is the Senior Public Affairs Manager for Delmarva Power. Mr. Smith will address the safety, reliability, and security reasons supporting this variance request. We also have Ms. Sonia Marychick-Gowdy. She's a professional engineer with the engineering firm of McCormick Taylor, and she will present the site plan to the board. We have submitted two exhibit booklets for your review and consideration. The first one is the exhibit booklet from the conditional use application for this project so that you could review the factual as well as the procedural history of this project. That exhibit booklet includes copies of the conditional use application, copies of the deeds to the two parcels, the proposed consolidation plot, the proposed site plan, service level evaluation request, the DelDOT traffic summary, Delmarva Power fact sheet, PowerPoint presentation, which was prepared by Delmarva Power, and a statement of the project's compliance with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code and proposed findings of fact. The second exhibit booklet has fewer exhibits, includes a copy of this variance application, site plan, which does depict the location of the landscape buffer if this variance is not granted and strict conformity is required. It also includes copies of the minutes from the planning and zoning and county council public hearings as the ordinance has not been published to date. The existing Midway substation has been in its current location since 1960. Delmarva Power purchased the adjoining property in 2015 with the intent to expand the existing substation, and that was in response to the growing population in Sussex County and also to meet Delmarva Power's operational, economic, and reliability requirements. County Council did approve the conditional use for the Midway substation expansion project on March 7, 2017. Delmarva Power discussed the problems associated with the landscape buffer along the Route 1 corridor during both the planning and zoning and County Council public hearings and discussed safety, reliability, maintenance, and security concerns with respect to that landscape buffer. As a result of that discussion, County Council imposed four conditions to the conditional use approval, none of which included a landscape buffer along the Route 1 corridor. Specifically, the four conditions were as follows. One, the perimeter of the substation shall be fenced. Two signs shall be permitted on the fencing around the property to identify the site and the emergency contact information. Three, any security lighting shall be screened away from neighboring properties and roadways. And the final condition was that final site plan approval will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Notwithstanding, during the site plan review, Planning and Zoning advised that the combined highway corridor overlay zone required a landscape buffer along the Route 1 corridor. Delmarva Power requested that, you know, the buffer requirement be waived as it was not a condition imposed by County Council, and that it be waived due to the safety, reliability, and security issues that are directly related to a landscape buffer in that area. Unfortunately, Planning and Zoning advised that only this board could grant a variance from that requirement, which is why we are here this evening. At this point, I would like to present a brief summary of the criteria necessary for granting a variance as it relates to this application, and then I will introduce Mr. Smith and Ms. Marychick-Gowdy to address the board, and they will more specifically identify the basis for the relief that we're seeking this evening. This property is unique It is the site of the Midway Substation, which is an electrical substation serving as a major interconnection point with other coastal substations. This property consists of two parcels. I think only one is highlighted up there. It's parcel 497 and 496. The existing Midway Substation is on 496. And the more recently acquired parcel 497 is the one adjoining it there, and that's where the expansion is going to occur. It's irregular in shape, and again, it consists of two parcels. It's located on the Route 1 corridor and is in a predominantly commercial area. Delmarva Power is in the process of expanding the Midway Substation, and again, that's to meet their reliability and service needs of their current and future customers in that area. The exceptional practical difficulty is related to the uniqueness of the property and not to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in accordance with or in strict conformity with the zoning code, as any buffering along the Route 1 corridor would be in close proximity to overhead as well as underhead utilities and would pose potentially significant safety, reliability, and security risks. A variance is therefore necessary for the reasonable use of the property, which use has been approved for the expansion of the Midway Substation. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Again, the Midway Substation has been in its current location since 1960 and has not had any landscape buffer along Route 1. If you viewed the property today, there's a wooded area to the south and there's trees to the north, but not in the front along the Route 1. Mr. Smith will discuss the reasons for that in a moment. It is necessary to expand the substation to address reliability issues and also to better serve Delmarva Power's customers in that area. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the district in which the property is located, nor will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property or be detrimental to the public welfare. Rather, the Planning and Zoning Commission found that the conditional use for the expansion of the substation will promote the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County, and that will have little or no impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. County Council accepted Planning and Zoning Commission's findings and recommendation, and they approved the conditional use with only four conditions, and none of which included the landscape buffer on Route 1. In addition, the surrounding properties do not have a similar landscape buffer as what's been required of Delmarva Power. In fact, it appears there are very few properties on Route 1, if you drive along the corridor, that actually have this required landscape buffer. This variance does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. At this point, I would like to introduce Mr. Smith. Again, Jim Smith is the Senior Public Affairs Manager for Delmarva Power.
Thank you. Good evening, folks. Thank you, Shannon. as Shannon pointed out, the Midway Substation, which has been in service for some time, and we have plans to expand it, is a major interconnection point serving several 3,000 to 4,000 customers along the Route 1 corridor between Five Points to Rehoboth, many of them commercial businesses. As she pointed out, at this major interconnection point, we do have three concerns as it relates to the variance. Number one is electric reliability, two is safety, and three is security. And I'll just give you a few details and then answer any questions. From a reliability standpoint, if you look at any of our 160 substations across the DP&L service territory, we refrain from trees, especially vegetation, outside the substation as much as we can nowadays. Trees are an obvious reliability factor because they can eventually grow up into the power lines. At this particular location, we have both 69,000 volt transmission coming into that substation and 12,000 volt distribution. So a lot happening at Midway Substation there. Trees growing into power lines, big reliability issue. They can, you know, cause the breaker to trip and cause an elongated power outage. From a safety perspective, that type of vegetation around power lines is dangerous as well because those tree limbs can become energized if they come in contact with the lines. Also, just from a sheer access point, even if it was lower growth vegetation, if you look along our transmission and distribution corridors, we try to keep and advise customers and businesses not to plant any type of vegetation in the vicinity of power lines for those reasons. I should also note that there are other utilities from an underground perspective that are in between Route 1 and the substation. There's water lines, there are water lines underground, fiber optic, and Verizon telephone trunk lines there. And so, you know, root systems, like they can with electrical infrastructure, can intertwine with those underground utilities. And as a member of MISH Utility, like all the other utilities, we, you know, advise smart excavation and digging around lines. We also try to be proactive advising customers to not plant things atop other utility infrastructure, just for access and preventive maintenance reasons and interrupting service. And finally, I'll note from a security perspective, we've probably pulled back a lot over the last 10 or 15 years in planning buffering around our substations. We've actually been clearing some away. And the reason is we saw a real spike in copper theft, not only at our yards that we store our material, but from our poles, but we also saw it in quite a few electrical substations, if you can believe that. A very, very huge safety consideration. And it can be a huge reliability consideration. And the reason that we have steered away from the buffering is because it can give shielding to those who are seeking unauthorized access. And we noticed some of our biggest problems were substations where there was a lot of buffering, even in a high traffic area like a Route 1. So again, electric reliability and access, safety, and security are the reasons why we are seeking the variance. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Does anyone have any questions? Mr. Smith?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
I've just got one, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Mr. Go Smith?
Ahead. Yes.
Ms. Burton may be asking this. Did you hear the statements made by Mrs. Burton? And do you swear that those are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
It's just getting there, but thank you, Mr. Sharp. At this point, I would like to introduce Sonia Marichick-Gowdy. She's a professional engineer with the engineering firm of McCormick Taylor.
Okay.
And she's going to put the site plan up on the screen.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sonia Marichick-Gowdy, 56 West Main Street, Suite 100, Christiana, Delaware, 19702.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
It's on the other side.
The other side of the screen.
Sorry. It should be above or below the one that's there.
Very good. Engineer.
Good evening, ma'am.
So there's basically three parts to the site plan for the substation. There's the fenced-in area that's shown, the big gray rectangle, and that's where all the electrical equipment will be. So that will be within the fence. That is the fenced-in area. It will be covered with stone, and it's graded roughly 2% towards the Route 1 corridor, which is essentially how it's graded today. Our goal with the with the site plan was to keep the grading as close to the current grade as it is today. And then there's the stormwater management area, which is just outside of the fenced area, and that is between the electrical equipment and Route 1, but outside of the fenced-in area. And that will be approximately 18 inches deep. The very bottom will be stone, and then the outer sort of sloped area, the graded area, will be grass. And then the third area to the right of the stormwater management area is the existing entrance. The expansion will use the existing entrance, so we're not proposing any modifications to the existing entrance. The trucks that service the substation will come in just as they do today.
Okay.
That's essentially the site plan, unless you wanted any more details.
Any member? Any more?
No.
Okay. Mr. Mills? Sure. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Mary Tech County. This site plan does show the, or shows a 20-foot buffer, is that correct?
That is correct. And it, so the landscape buffer is at the top of, yes, right there, between basically the stormwater management area and Route 1.
Okay.
So if this variance request is not approved, it is shown on the site plan. However, due to the safety, reliability, and security issues that are posed, if there is a landscape buffer in that location, again, we are requesting that the variance be approved. At this point in time, this does conclude our presentation. We, of course, are available for any questions that the board may have.
Okay.
We do request that you approve the variance request, and thank you for your consideration.
Okay. We'll see if we have any questions. We'll start with you, Mr. Wharton.
No questions.
Mr. Burke?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mill?
No questions.
And it's just turf in the buffer, right?
What's located in the buffer right now?
It would just be grass. Turf, right? Grass?
Yeah, just grass. What's there now?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant presents a very good case regard to uniqueness because of the use. There's a concern in safety and reliability, and under our standard for will not alter the character of the neighborhood, I think more and most importantly addresses the question, will the variance not be detrimental to public welfare? And I think that the opposite would be true in that it would be beneficial to public welfare without the by granting the variance from a safety standpoint. You know, I don't think that the situation's created by the applicant and that they've had issues with theft and public safety in the past, and also as we heard representative from Delmarva State, you know, the difficulties with buffer trees and what have you in being a problem for the substations. I think what they're requesting is a minimum to afford relief, and I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property as they're using it. And so I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,960.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
For a grass buffer and no other vegetation.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,960. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,960 is approved.